Chair of Special Olympics Olds and District Karen Mengerson joins us today. Karen, we're getting set for another season of Special Olympics here in Olds. Just how excited are you for the 2025-2026 season?
Oh, very excited and very busy getting everybody registered and set up with the different sports that they wish to do.
You bet. So approximately how many participants do you have in Special Olympics Olds and District, and how many different sports do you guys play?
We have, I would say, between 115 and 120 athletes. We cover from sundry to three hills, car stairs to Innisfail, and all of Olds and everything in between. We have 11 different sports that happen throughout the year. Right now we have swimming on Sundays, and our bowling just started up as well on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And come next Monday, October 5, we have floor curling happening at the Evergreen Center. And then after that, there will be ice curling come November, I believe. And then basketball in January, February. Ball is in the summer. Golf is in the summer. And bocce is in the summer. And then skiing is in the winter.
Yeah, that's wonderful. When it comes to registering for all of these things, you know, how do athletes get involved in Special Olympics Olds and District?
Well, to register, they need to go to specialolympics.ab.ca. And then the process is on the screen in front of them. And if anybody has difficulties registering, they can definitely get a hold of me. And I'm at the bowling alley every Tuesday and Thursday in the afternoon. But or else they could get a hold of me at karen.mengerson@gmail.com.
That's great. And I know that you guys are always looking for volunteers to help out with your busy travel schedule and, of course, you know, getting all the athletes to where they need to be for these sports, right?
Yes. Most needed volunteers right now are with swimming. We've had, I think, about five or six new swimmers sign on, and we really could use some volunteers in the water with them. Basically, just helping out the younger ones. But yeah, presence in the water and safety is the most important. If somebody wishes to volunteer, they would need to get a police record check, which I can supply a letter which would provide a free police record check. And they would need to go on to the locker and take the Safe Sport course. But they can start helping us out before they have those two things completed. For registering as a volunteer, it is the same site, like the specialolympics.ab.ca.
Excellent. Anything else that people need to know before your next upcoming season here?
If any businesses wish to donate us some funds, we try our best to keep our fees as low as possible for the athletes because we have to pay for all the venues that we use. And we are hoping to do some fundraising this coming season so that we can bolster our bank account and keep those fees low for the athletes.
Super. Well, thanks so much for sharing that information today with us about Special Olympics Olds and District, Karen.
Oh, you are so welcome, and thank you so much for calling.